All right, metalheads, this is DJ Rem, quote the Raven, and you are live, and we are live with Carl Winry from Hot Carl Productions, also the band Vinter C, and the band Ligature Marks. How you doing tonight, brother?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Shout out to Carl for hooking us up again. Sounds like there's lots of new stuff to talk about, so I'm excited. Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that. So why don't we, if I can get Facebook to cooperate. The Facebook, I was gone for a week and it updated and now it's just being stupid.
That's weird.
So, I don't know if it's updated for you lately, but I don't like it. But anyways.
No. They try to make it look like it's more like your cell phone version, and it's just odd.
Yeah, it's just not working. So anyways, let's talk. Why don't we start with if you could talk about, because it sounds like there's new videos upcoming for both your bands. So why don't we start and kind of talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, so both bands have kind of chill videos coming out. So Ligature Marks, we have one song off the first album we never did a music video for, so we're gonna wrap that up pretty quick. And then I wouldn't call that one like a full music video. It's filmed out of practice. We shot it really cool, trying to make it so you can't see anybody's faces and everybody's just like headbanging and going crazy and we're goofing off and stuff. So it's kind of like a quarantine video, but more than a quarantine video. And then we're also working on a new music video for Ligature Marks, and it's for a new song that nobody's heard. We have a really, really talented friend here in Portland named Ian Fike, who guests on the song, and he just crushed it, and the song stomps. My brother wrote it. It's so good, and the music video is absolutely bonkers. It'll be the first video I've done in probably quite a while where it's all story stuff and no performance footage. And it just really bonkers. We got a school in Oregon that looks like a mental asylum, and we made it look like even more of a mental asylum. And the inmates kind of take it over, essentially. Super fun. Can't wait for that to drop. We just did a little bit of filming last night, also on the cliffs in the gorge, which is just this gorgeous area. You're, you know, several hundred feet up in the air overlooking this massive river here. It's one of the best views in Oregon. And, so that's Ligature Marks, and then Vinter C, we're going to release a video for Fiery Tongue, and it's another one where it's kind of like a chill, more like a quarantine video. It's definitely not a music video, but it's still fun. You know, all the people in that band are badasses, so it's fun to watch them play. I cut myself out of most of it, because that's what I do. I'd rather watch them than me. But we also are working on another music video, and it's the craziest video I've ever done. We put the most time into it in pre-production. It's got the most epic scale. It's pretty nuts. So I think that one will come out in September. And, you know, we did a 2-day shoot for it already, and we still had another 4 days of filming left. So that one's basically like a short film with, you know, badass metal playing and all that stuff in there too. But it's just epic.
Sounds super cool. Cannot wait to see all of them. Okay. Do you have any, do you have like any release dates in mind yet, or are you not far enough along to know that?
My guess is both of the big videos will be out in September. My guess is August each band will have the kind of more chill quarantine video out. I don't know the dates yet. I think the Vinter C one for Fiery Tug might be the first week in August. So it's, you know, coming up next week. And then Ligature Marks will be sometime out in August too. And then I guess the big videos will be probably September is my guess.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Definitely looking forward to all of it. I'm kind of interested to hear, to see the one with all the headbanging and stuff. That one sounds like it was pretty fun.
Yeah, I was growing my hair out for the Vinter C video, and I have like the longest beard I've ever had. My hair is absolutely insane, as long as it's been in quite a while. So, just like going nuts the entire time, stupidly, and it's just fun. Ben was wearing this really horribly obnoxious and loud Hawaiian t-shirt, but it's Big Trouble in Little China, which is most everybody in the band's favorite movie, or one of the favorites. So, it's just, I don't know, it's funny. I can't wait for people to see it. It's that band is so much fun. Ben and Dave are just such goofballs in a good way, and they just have such contagious, good, positive energy. And it just, I think it translates really well to the video.
Awesome. So what else is going on with the bands? Are you guys writing new music? Are we going to have new albums coming out anytime soon?
Probably not soon, but so both bands are kind of doing two different things. Everybody's writing, which is great. And we just, Ligature Marks is in the studio last week on Friday and started putting down the skeletons of two new songs. We still have two songs that we started in the studio that have Kyle's drums on them, so they're kind of far along. But now we got to shift gears and get going on those. So we have some new stuff in the can, and I think what we're going to do with Ligature Marks is we're just going to start releasing singles, and that way we can get them out and we can keep things moving. And then at some point, you know, with the way that the writing is happening, we'll have a bunch saved up. So once we have, you know, a couple saved up, we'll probably package them all together and put them out as an album. And then Vintercy is starting to work on new stuff. It's still pretty early stages. We've been really fixating on this new video. I mean, it's been really crazy. It required everybody to put in a crap ton of work. So that kind of derailed some of the progress on some of the writing. But there's definitely new music in the works there too. But that one's probably still a bit off.
Okay. Good to know. And I have to say, the last time we spoke, I feel like it was kind of like right at the beginning of this whole COVID crap, you know?
It totally was.
And now we're like, you know, several months along, and I don't feel like we've really moved very far.
Progress has been erased.
Yeah, I feel like we're kind of in the same state we were then. So, you know, how have things been for you and everybody in the band? Is everybody holding up okay and staying sane? Sounds like you guys are keeping busy enough to probably kind of keep things focused, but I'm just curious to know how it's going.
Yeah, it was interesting. So last time we talked, there was pretty much a pretty big shortage on work. Everybody stopped doing everything. We didn't jam for probably 3 months. Both bands have practiced a couple times now. We have a Vintercy practice coming up on Sunday. So that's all moving along in a pretty good fashion again. The nice thing about the slowdown was I got a chance to go back and finish editing photos from vacations and some photo shoots I'd done a while back. But not only that, we got to start doing tons of pre-production for the Vintercy video. If we were supposed to tour over the summer and that got canceled, and had we toured, I don't think there's any way we would have been able to do this video because, right, you know, I knew it was going to be epic, but it's one of those things like, yeah, I think when people see it, they'll kind of be like, oh, I get it. Like, it's not like anything I've ever done before. Pretty nuts all the way through.
You are intriguing our interest, man. I'll tell you. Cannot wait.
Yeah.
So where are things at with, you know, let's switch gears a little bit here. So obviously I know you have the movie you're working on. Where are things at with the movie?
Yeah, great question. So I'm working on a fan film for Friday the 13th called Jason Rising. And if you hear fan film and think it sucks, you know, it could, but I don't think it's going to. I think it's going to be pretty amazing. So it's, you know, I've been doing cinematography and directing music videos for a couple years now. One of the other guys who works with me all the time on music videos, his name's Freddie Heath. He's been doing short films and music videos for quite a while. And our director, James, is a huge Friday the 13th nerd, and he's been an actor. He's directed a couple short films. And I don't, you know, it's not out yet, so can't count your eggs and shit before they hatch. But, like, dude, we're crushing it. We have been impacted by COVID. We do have some people who are out of state, but we've been basically doing, we cut a lot of stuff in some of the earlier scripts that they were fun. It was nice. But, you know, when you're looking at doing a 50-minute movie, you kind of have to cut everything that doesn't keep you on track and on the point. And now we've been filming a bunch of stuff in the meantime that helped flesh out the characters and make you really want to hang out in their world more. So it's been going great. We're just shooting Monday. So Monday night, we're out, you know, over 100-degree weather out in the woods, getting eaten by mosquitoes and stuff. But we got some really fun footage. We got probably one of my favorite scenes. And, you know, a few months ago, earlier this year, we built some cabins, some additional cabins. We had one main cabin and then a facade of a second one. But we built some more, so we built two new ones. And we built one of them with the specific intention of filming people searching around in the cabin. And we got that footage Monday night, so I was so pumped. And the cool thing is, you know, it's just so neat when you smoke the cabins a little bit. So we have some smoke machines that are pretty crazy. And, you know, you just shine a flashlight beam with a little bit of smoke in the air, and it just looks so epic with the way the flashlight beams cuts through everything. It's just, I don't know, it's beautiful. So I'm pumped. Like, it's the last 3 days of filming, we just got so many cool scenes, and they're not like key to the story necessarily, but they help flush it out, and we've been working on putting them in the big edit, and it's just looking better and better. I mean, it feels like a goddamn awesome movie.
So cool. You got so much stuff that I cannot wait to watch. I'm definitely, now when you release that, are you going to release it so kind of like pay-per-view? How is that going to work?
We've been doing pre-orders on Indiegogo, so people can support us there and they can buy a Blu-ray or a DVD.
Okay.
So we'll release it first to our backers. We just want to make sure we help make sure that they get, you know, since they put a lot of money into this, we've raised over $50,000. A lot of it goes right back into the perks. So if you see our budget, you know, it might look like, oh, I raised $60,000. But it turns out, no, probably only 30 of that actually goes to the movie, which is still awesome, still huge, but it's not like we have $70,000 that we're sitting on for this. But anyway, it's nice to be able to help the people, or not help, but it's nice to be able to get stuff to the people first who've been supporting us.
Oh,
and then
absolutely.
We'll post it on YouTube. So at some point it will be out on YouTube and it'll be free for everybody to watch. But we want to make sure that we get it to our backers who've helped us first.
Yeah, super cool, super cool. And do you have I feel like you do, do you have a website where people can go to kind of keep an eye on what's going on and where they'll be able to, you know, purchase the video?
Yeah, great question. So we have www.jasonrising13.com, and it's got all the news, updates, links to all the fun stuff, a lot of cool digital graphics. It's been such a fun project because we have been filming in such cool locations. Plus we have, you know, our Jason, so we've been able to get like a lot of really cool monster photos and, you know, play with all sorts of fake blood and like killer props. It's pretty amazing.
Nice. Do you have any merch for sale?
We do. Yeah. We have, 3 different t-shirt designs. I'm actually wearing one right now, which is pretty cool. I love it. I love all 3 designs and I wear them all the time. And, we've got, some hoodies too. It's a little too hot for that right now, but they're pretty rad too.
Awesome. Hey, the dog wanted to join the interview. He or she's feeling left out.
Yes. Pepper.
That's awesome.
Him and Pepper. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, did you say that his name is Pepper? Her name?
Yeah. Her name. Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's made some appearances previously. So
probably.
That's what usually happens. Because I work from home, and I'm on a lot of, on a lot of video meetings and stuff, and my dog makes an appearance, like, in almost every meeting I'm on. So,
they're normally really quiet, and then as soon as you go to do something like this, they start acting up.
Uh-huh. Yep. Exactly. What's the worst for me is when the UPS truck drives by. Oh, my God. It's like the end of the world. I'm like, the UPS truck is coming to get me or something, he thinks, anyways.
Yeah. I thought we were that clear because the Amazon guy came at like 6:55, and I was like, "Sweet, we're fine, we're safe." And no.
Yep, no doubt. So let's switch gears. Let's talk about your Hot Carl Productions. Obviously, you're keeping busy with the music videos for your bands and stuff, but and the movie. What other bands are you currently working with right now?
Yeah, great question. So I've got quite a few lined up. So the other day, Freddie and I filmed 2 videos in 1 weekend for a band called The Vicious Rumors. I don't know if you've heard of them. They were they had some pretty big stuff in the 80s, and they've been going strong. They have 2 of the guys that are in the band now live in Portland. So, you know, we're talking with them. We're going to do a split video where they're going to film some stuff down in L.A., and we're going to film some things up here. And then we started running into logistical challenges, and they said, fuck it, and they just drove up, and we just filmed and crushed 2 videos over 1 weekend. And those guys have such good stage presence, such good energy. Both songs are killer. I'm so pumped. We got 1 of them done. I sent it to them. They're stoked. And it comes out August 17th, so I can't wait for people to see that. That'll be, I think, the next video I have that comes out. Those guys they brought energy 2 days in a row, and we brutalized them. And they were able to keep that performance up for, 6 hours each day just going hard with headbanging and like throwing guitars around and crap. It was awesome. And so that's Vicious Rumors. The first song that's coming out is Pulse of the Dead. And then the second song will be Celebration Decay. And they're just awesome. Great guys, super fun to work with, really rad. And then, for kind of a change-up, there's a band called Sacrificer. Did our previous video with them for a song called Black Horizon. And that was really brutal. That was amazing. It was super fun. We went out to the woods and killed a bunch of people with a Wendigo costume and a witch. And then now we got a live video for one of their new songs. And that song is just awesome. All those guys, there's three of them in the band, and they're just beyond crazy musicians. Like, the drummer is so good. Their guitar player is so fucking good. And their singer is just next level. He was in I Declare War, and he's been in some other bands, and they're so good. And it doesn't stop there. It keeps going. So I just filmed a video for a band called A Dying Wish out here out of Portland. And like Vinercy, they also have a female singer. Her name's Emma Booster, and worked with her for some shows around town. You know, she's awesome. The rest of the guys in the band are awesome. And they threw the fuck down for like 5 hours straight, just threw the fuck down. Yeah, so that video is going to come out. I don't exactly know when that one's going to come out, but I'm working on that edit right now. Actually, I got one up on the computer. Super pumped. It's really cool. They've got a fun and beautiful little storyline happening in that one. I say beautiful, it's pretty dark, but, you know, I made it look beautiful. And then also filmed some stuff for this band, Henry's Child. They're from Eugene, and they were one of those bands that they hit kind of big in the 90s, and then they chilled out because, you know, life happens and all that stuff. But they're hard rock, and hard rock to kind of metal. They're in that, like, weird little space, but they're so good. And we did five of their songs. We filmed them at a practice with a bunch of their friends in, and I don't know, man. It was pretty amazing to bust out five songs in a day.
Right.
They brought it. Yeah. We got some really crazy slow-mo stuff, and there's just hair flying everywhere. I mean, it's just people going nuts. It's awesome.
So your quarantine is not keeping you down. You are busy.
Yeah. So, and there's another one, too, for a band called Jita Saki. And they're pretty amazing. The singer does this routine where he paints himself before shows and before the music video. So he, what he does is he kind of, like, tries to do this, like, or he does this, like, trance thing where he, like, digs in and comes up with a new design every time. And they're really crazy looking. But we filmed a video where it's just him on a green screen. So I've been putting him in space and doing a lot of really cool stuff in After Effects. And that one's almost wrapped up. Like, I'm hoping to turn it over to on Monday. But it's a really cool song. We previously collaborated on another video for theirs, for their first single. And it's got, like, over 500,000 views on Facebook. And, you know, they're just, they're a new band. They're crushing it. And they're making all the right moves.
So cool. So, I'm assuming that all these videos will be, people will be able to see these videos, obviously on YouTube, on the different band channels, but you put these on your Hot Carl Productions website as well, correct?
Yep, I have a new one. If I have a big video that comes out, then I'll put one on the main page. Sometimes I'm lazy and I don't update it, but if you go to the music video tab, you have a bunch of the kind of more recent highlighted ones. Then if you click all videos, there's every single music video. But they'll all be up on that second page. And because they're all really cool projects. Really good songs, like good bands, like just people bringing a crap ton of energy. And really good ideas, and they're busting their asses on it, too.
Yeah, I mean, I love the stuff that you've done with Dead Animal Assembly Plant. I mean, all that stuff was badass. And I interviewed them a while back, and they were super cool.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. They're good friends, too. It's been nice to, you know, actually work with some of these bands and become friends with them and get to know them more.
Yeah.
So that was our third video, and it's called A Violent Breed. And that song is just mean. I love that video. We went out to Friend, Oregon, which is this, like, kind of ghost town, and they have a public schoolhouse that somebody bought the property and they keep it up, but it was turn of the century schoolhouse, so it's just, if you walk in there, it just feels old. We didn't get permission or anything, so we just went out there and filmed, and we, you know, it's one of those things where a car would drive past every hour and a half or 40 minutes or something. Like,
right.
It was pretty crazy how chill it was. So all of a sudden, like, we see some old dude drive past in his truck. He stops at the mailbox. He doesn't even make eye contact with anybody, but you can tell he spotted us, and it's like, the hell's going on? And so he's kind of hanging out, and he's like, trying not to look, but he hasn't left yet. And so we sent one of the guys over to go talk to him, because my thing is, like, smile and wave. If you're friendly, most of the time people are pretty cool. So one of our dudes went over, and it's a guy that's wearing, you know, he's all done up in makeup, he's got this like crazy red robe on, he's got facial prosthetics, and he just walks over and talks to this dude that looked like he'd want to just, you know, shoot you for trespassing on his lawn. And that guy was like such a sweetheart, and we gave him a CD, and so like hung out with us for a few minutes, and they took off and went home. And then he called the owners of the schoolhouse and told them, like, hey, if you get any calls, these guys are awesome. So I don't know, it was super fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was pretty crazy.
I had a feeling that's where that story was going. I remember last time you telling me about that. That's so badass. Okay, Carl has a question he keeps asking in the chat, and if we don't air it and ask it, he's probably gonna, I don't know what he's gonna do.
He's gonna fly over here and kick my ass, and he should.
Yeah, he's gonna fly from the North Atlantic. I don't know. So they're frozen all the time. I don't know if he's getting out of there.
Yeah, so I'll ask the question and then I'll answer it. Carl says, do you motherfuckers ever get jealous when the hairy ass bikers toss their boxer shorts on stage for Avian? And you know, so far, they've kept their boxers on. Other weird shit's come up on stage, but boxers have stayed on, thankfully.
So what other kind of weird shit's come up on stage? That's now my interest is peaked.
You know, when... I'm pretty sure I've seen a bra fly up on stage in that band. I think it was Seattle, maybe, or something like that. And I was just... Everyone's like, where did that come from? You know. It was a good crowd. When I say good crowd, it was pretty rowdy. It was pretty awesome.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
So, oh, and just so people know, for the website for Hot Carl Productions is www.hotcarlwithak.com. And yep. That's a great place to find out pretty much everything. You have links to the bands as well, to your bands as well through there, correct?
So and to the movie, all that good stuff. You can just go by the Instagram, tons of the YouTube videos. You know, if you're gonna get bored, go there and just go by the music videos. You're gonna find some really cool people. I feel like you know, the Pacific Northwest has been really developing its own sound, and we have a lot of really cool bands up here, and a lot of people doing some really neat stuff. Really very interesting, good songwriting, cool imagery. Yeah, I feel very fortunate to be here, because I look at other places, like, I'll pick on, like, Phoenix, just because I have a friend down there that films, nothing wrong with Phoenix, but, you know, see some of the bands, and I'm like, you're like, they're stuck in the 90s, asshole, get out of there, update your shit.
Right, yeah, no doubt. So I do want to ask you, you mentioned the video coming up with, that was shot at the Insane Asylum. What?
Yeah.
How did you get permission? I'm assuming it's one that's closed down.
Okay, so it's a school that looks like an insane asylum.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and we just made it look even more like an insane asylum.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been the singer for Ligature Marks. His dad lives in a small town in Oregon called Mosier, and it's right in the Columbia Gorge. So the gorge is this whole geographic feature where the Columbia River just carved out this like fucking Grand Canyon looking thing. And it's just gorgeous. But Mosier is at the foothill of these like huge, like, I don't know if they're technically mountains, but it's like, you know, at the top of this whole carved out shit. So, Ben's dad lives on top of the hill. The school's down towards the foothills, but Mosier's this really small town. The population is like 430. And, you know, he managed to get permission to film at the school, which is nuts. Like, I can't believe they let us do that.
That is
so
awesome.
And we had some crazy costumes. So Ben is the one, a lot of times on the videos, like, you know, we bounce ideas back and forth, you come up with stuff, and then when it comes time to put things together, feels like a lot of times I'm the one, you know, driving it. But this is all Ben. Ben drove this. He had the idea. He ran with it. He got all the shit. He put together probably like 10 different costumes, and we have a friend who's like 6'8". We put him on stilts, so he's even taller, and he has the craziest fucking mask, and oh my god, he's just stomping down the hallways, like, chasing after Ben. It's insane. I mean, I cannot wait for people to see this. It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, it's yeah. I'm you had me way back. So yeah. Awesome. So, okay, is there anything else going on with you that we haven't touched upon that you want to make sure the listeners know? And just so you know, as in the past, this will go up on the podcast channel that goes out to Spotify and Apple Music.
Rad, yeah, I will definitely share the hell out of it. Carl Asti uses storyboards to create stories with your vids. And I'd say sometimes. We've been doing that a lot more. The pace of the videos has slowed down a little bit, so we've had more time to prepare. Last couple years, we shot at such a crazy rate that we didn't have a whole lot of time to spend on any one video doing a lot of prep. But both the Ligature Marks and the Venerzy video were all storyboarded out. Like, we had it timed pretty well. We knew what we were shooting when. You could actually play the storyboards to the song. They look pretty cool. But I'll tell you, sometimes, you know, you start winging stuff. So the Ligature Marks video, I didn't see it because I didn't film this part of it. Freddie was filming it. But I get back, and it's in St. Louis Island. We're filming outside. And one of the guys there, we had two people. Actually, everybody who showed up to play a part was a fucking rock star. But there were two people who were just so good. This guy, Greg, he was like, "I found a fork, everyone." And I was like, "What the hell? Why is he telling me he found a fork?" So I get home, and I'm looking at the footage, and I almost cried laughing. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't stop laughing. I probably laughed for like a fucking half hour. He found a fork outside, and he's playing a mental patient, and he was trying to eat dirt with the fork. So he's like really trying hard, and the nurse lady is just trying to stop him, but she can't. And it was just like...
It was perfect.
It's so fucking ridiculous. I'm like, how did I find this guy? How is he so fucking good?
Yeah.
And then he also, yeah, he's just like a rock star in the video. He just says so much crazy shit. It's hilarious. Nonstop. And we were out there last night with him, and he's playing a creepy character. And, yeah, I don't know, man. He tears it up every time. And then Carl said, "Did I hear that you guys, gals, are tired of warehouse fits?" And I made a Facebook post the other day. So if you're in a band and you're listening to this, I feel like 2020, if you want to get a song out there, you kind of have to do a music video, unless you're an established band. So if you're not a huge band and if you're releasing new music, you know, if you put it out there, a lot of times people don't make the time to listen to it. You know, they're busy, they got shit to do. Maybe they have to download the SoundCloud app instead of just hitting a link to hit play. But, you know, if you do music videos, it's the best way to promote your new music. And I made a post where I said, you know, I feel like a lot of times if you want eyes watching your videos more than once or twice, it can't just be a crazy performance video. And I think that one of the things we've been trying to do with the new Venerzy album, and also still applies to like the Ligature Marks, is we're trying to really step up the videos. So the first Venerzy album, we went out to the woods twice and we filmed outdoors, and then we filmed one inside somewhere. But we were trying to say, how do you make this thing, how do you make these more epic, you know? And so what we're trying to say is, we don't want to do just a warehouse video. We don't want a video of this just performance footage. Like, you always want some sort of story going through it. So we started stepping that up with a song called Illuminated, and we filmed at a couple different video studios around town, got some footage out outside in nature. But, you know, we're trying to make it pretty epic scale. And, you know, it was probably like 7 days of shooting. They weren't all full days. But, yeah, it's like, you know, you see so many bands rent a warehouse because it's easy. It's cheap. And sometimes that's all you have is, you know, whatever locations are handy. If your buddy owns a warehouse or works at one,
right,
you go with what's easy. And it's a lot of work to make a story for a video and get all the parts together, because it's really easy to, he says, those Democrats want love stories.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah. So, it's really easy to go, if you're trying to make a cool story, things can blow up really fast. So if you don't control what you're trying to film, like, all of a sudden your video could cost you like $3,000. And it's like, well, that's, you know, out of reach for most people this day and age, just because everything moves so fast. Like, how can you put $3,000 into one video? So what I've been trying to do is put a lot of time into it, put a lot of thought. And then, so for Venerzy, we filmed at the Nuke Plant up in Satop, Washington. And that video blew us up. It took, you know, we had 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, and we probably cracked 18,000 subscribers today. Yesterday we were at 17.9. So, it, you know, huge, huge. And that video has over 400,000 plays.
That video is so badass.
Took our video for The Host and took that one over 460,000 plays. So that one should might even be at 470,000 today, but that one should crack 500,000 pretty quick. And considering, you know, where we were at before, I mean, that's an order of magnitude. So I think this next video, I think it could hit a million. That's my goal, is to hit a million.
We'll see. Wish me luck.
I definitely
wish you luck. I am confident that you will achieve that goal, knowing you and knowing the quality of the work that you do. We'll do our part to try to help get you a couple extra views.
Well, thank you. You guys are badasses. Always love chatting and hanging out and all that fun stuff. You guys, found a couple really fun bands through you guys too.
That's cool. Which ones?
Grave Humper was one.
Yep, Grave Humper. They're badass.
Yep. Yeah, and I think that came. Who the hell was pushing those? Really, I forget. But they're one of them.
Super cool. Do you ever do any? And you know, obviously, I know you're really like you do really good with the videos, the music video. Do you ever do like any lyric video stuff for anybody?
Well, so it's a great question. The Jiva Sakti video, they hit me up to do a lyric video, and I said that I don't do lyric videos, but since the singer does really cool paint and makeup, like, would you guys be into, like, filming some stuff with him and, like, kind of going crazy with it? And they were like, oh, yeah, that sounds really neat. So I was hoping to not put lyrics in that one because we did a lot of really cool space stuff, but they still want lyrics, so now I am making... It's more than a lyric video, but I don't typically do lyric videos. A lot of times what happens, people, they build templates and then just go plug the songs into them and plug the lyrics.
Gotcha.
And, they're pretty samey. And I found that compared to music videos, they don't do as well.
Right.
And so for me, it's a lot of time because I like to do things one-off. I don't want to shortchange somebody and basically do the same thing twice. So for me, it's a huge time investment to do it right.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. I was just curious. Every once in a while, I do come across a band that has a pretty good one. And, So, but you're right. You can definitely tell a lot of them are kind of template cookie cutter, style type things. So definitely curious. So thanks for answering that. Okay. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you want to make sure that, the listeners know that's going on? Anything we haven't covered?
Yeah, so the current release date for Jason Rising, hopefully we still hit it, is Friday the 13th this year. And I believe is it October? Oh, my God. Horrible. Why don't I know this? I think it's November 13th, actually. Yes, November 13th. So that is the current release date for Jason Rising. There is a chance it might slip to next year because of COVID. Hopefully not. I'm really hopeful we can keep pounding away on this and hit the finish line this year. But things are looking great on that. So definitely go scope out the trailers for Jason Rising. I think you'll dig it. We're making a pretty awesome movie here. We got a bunch of really cool kills in it. Really good actors. Great crew and cast. And then Vinicity and Ligature Marks are going to have some sick new videos coming out.
Okay. Sounds great, man. Well, once those come out, we will do our part to help push and promote. And... yeah, thanks for taking time to talk again. Much appreciated. It's always a pleasure to have you on air on the show. So, yeah, props to you, man. Thanks.
Thanks again for having me. Really appreciate it, and always love catching up.
Yeah.
Cheers, and thanks again, Carl, for helping us.
Heck yeah. Carl is the man. Carl keeps me – he would keep me – well, he does. For all the every Friday that I'm available – he keeps me busy, and I appreciate it. It's nice to have somebody like that on your side to kind of help do that piece, especially when you're crazy busy like I am. It's awesome to have him helping push bands to me and get interviews set up. So, Carl, you rock, man. Appreciate it. And so you and the listeners know I do have two Ventersy tracks coming up and two Ligature Mark tracks coming up for the listeners to hear.
So. Awesome. Thank you so much.
So, okay, man, we'll be in touch. Take care. Have a great one.
Cheers.
Yeah, thanks. You too. Bye.